Many people are asking where North Korean leader Kim Jong-un could be. The secretive leader has not been seen in public for more than 2 weeks. As a result, rumors are spreading about whether something happened to him. The United States and its allies, including South Korea and Japan, closely watch the health of North Korea's leaders. That is because the country controls nuclear weapons, which the government has repeatedly threatened to use. Some reports say Kim has injured his lower leg. Others say he has kidney problems, or that he had an unsuccessful heart operation. Some say he is staying separated to avoid the new coronavirus. There even is a report that he was injured in a failed missile test. Rumors are also spreading about Kim's current condition. Some reports have said he is in a vegetative state or is dead. Other reports say there is nothing wrong with his health. The rumors began after Kim Jong-un failed to attend the birthday observance of his grandfather, Kim Il-sung. The day, April 15th, is very important in North Korea's culture of respect for and obedience to the ruling family. After that, the Daily NK, a website based in Seoul, reported that Kim had had a heart operation. It said Kim reportedly was having health problems caused by smoking and his weight. The same day, the American cable news channel CNN reported that Kim was in grave danger after a medical operation. North Korea has not answered the rumors. State-operated media have said that the leader is carrying out business as usual. But no recent pictures of Kim have been published. Rachel Min-Young Lee, a North Korea expert based in Seoul, said North Korea's latest actions are not new. North Korea does not react to rumors about the leader's health, Lee said. For example, in 2014, Kim was not seen in public for 41 days. North Korea did not issue any official reaction at the time, or in 2009, when Kim's father, Kim Jong-il, was out for 51 days, she noted. Kim reappeared in 2014 using a cane for support. North Korean media said only that he had experienced discomfort, but did not give details. South Korea has not supported reports about Kim being in poor health. On Monday, South Korean Unification Minister Kim Yon-chol said South Korea's intelligence can say there is no unusual movements in the North. An advisor to South Korean President Moon Jae-in recently said, Kim Jong-un is alive and well. He has been in the Wonsan area since April 13th. Satellite pictures from last week showed that Kim Jong-un's special train was in the Wonsan area. Reports also have appeared that China recently sent a group of medical professionals to North Korea to advise Kim. However, China's foreign ministry said Monday that it had no information to offer on Kim. Additional reports say there has been an increase in the buying of cleaning supplies and imported foods in North Korea. The increase began on April 20th. A person in the North Korean capital Pyongyang told VOA. However, the person said the buying might have been connected to an extended coronavirus lockdown. North Korea was the first nation to close its borders when the new coronavirus was first reported in Wuhan, China. It has reported no cases of infection from the virus, a claim that experts dispute. However, longtime North Korea observers warn against fast judgments. Bruce Klingner is a North Korea expert at the Heritage Foundation in Washington. He said, over the years, there have been many false reports exclaiming the declining health or death of Kim Jong-un. Andre Abrahamian, another North Korea expert, said that reasonable speculation about Kim's health has turned into a lot of false reports and hyperbole. I'm Mario Ritter, Jr.